We know the truth. If you don't allow God to prune you, if you don't repent of sin and go to the cross and all that, you're going to stay the same way. Jesus, his heart breaks for these people. He loves them. He doesn't want anyone to go through this. But sadly, there's going to be a lot that will be destroyed. And deception's going to get worse. You and I, as the church of the living God, we're to shine bright. And I believe with all my heart, according to Scripture, we will be caught up together with our loved ones in the air, and we will escape the wrath to come. That's God's word. Lord, use us. Use us as bright lights in this world. Amen.
Welcome to Glory to Glory, the radio teaching ministry of Calvary Chapel of the Harbor. Join us now in our study as we open the Word together.
All right. So let's get started. If you have your Bibles with you, hopefully you have your Bibles with you, but we are picking up in Revelation 14, verse 14. It looks like hopefully we'll get to the end of the chapter, 14 through 20, not too many verses. So you guys, I was in the back preparing, putting everything together, and as I was putting everything together, I was looking at my watch, which is an hour off. So I'm thinking, and I saw the parking lot, I saw Dave, the parking lot people, you know, putting stuff up, Scott, they were putting stuff, you know, they're putting stuff on. I'm thinking, why are they here so early? And then the sanctuary, people were here, I'm thinking, why, everybody's early today? You know, like, duh. So the hour really messed me up, and so I still use old time stuff here on my watch. I should have looked at my phone and I would have been all set, but yeah, so here we are. So the title of our message is The Time Has Come. The Time Has Come. We're going to see in our text that there will be a time when Jesus comes to the earth to judge the earth. There's a time, and we're going to see that even the words, for the time has come, we're going to see that in our text. So that's not, this isn't my title. This is actually the text. Out of the text, it says, for the time has come. What? For judgment on the earth. And so Jesus is going to come back. He's not coming back as a lamb this time. He's coming back as a lion. And the judgment's going to hit this earth. I hope and pray that the message for us here tonight would inspire us to realize the time is at hand. And you know, we're seeing things happening in the Middle East. We're seeing things happening directly to Israel. And this is all biblical things that are taking place. So hopefully it stirs us up, especially if we know the Lord. We're going to go to heaven. Whatever happens, we, because of Christ, we're going to heaven. But really, I've been stirred up a lot about those that don't know the Lord. And it's just in my heart is just, Lord, you know, save my family, save my friends, all those people that don't know you. And so hopefully this will stir us up here tonight. So let's go ahead and dive in. Verse 14, Revelation 14, and it says, then I looked and behold a white cloud, and on the cloud sat one like the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown and in his hand a sharp sickle. I wonder, and this is speculation on my part, we don't see him standing, we see him sitting, and we're going to see that the angel's going to summons him to go and reap. And so I this is my speculation, because we know the heart of Jesus. You know, he doesn't want any to perish. But the reality is, if you recall, in the beginning part of this chapter, there was 144,000 evangelists went out across the whole world trying to save everybody. We already talked about the two witnesses. Then, remember, the three angels went across the world, even one with the everlasting gospel. So God will do everything he can to save everybody on the earth. And so I believe he's just sitting there like, really? And we're going to see that it's overtime. It's beyond the time for judgment to come, as we're going to see in our text. So he's sitting there, but it's the Son of Man. Now, some people say this is an angel, it's like a Son of Man, so they're saying it's not Jesus. Well, because of the golden crown, and because of the wording, the Son of Man, I believe that this is definitely Jesus that's sitting there. So the Son of Man, this is the title used for Jesus when he deals with the earth and those who are dwell on the earth. You'll see that all different places. I'll put one out here. So Matthew 24:30, that says, then the signs of the what? Son of Man will appear in heaven. And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud of heaven with power and great glory. So
different scripture talk about the Son of Man. He's going to come. He's going to come on a cloud. So I believe 100% this is talking about Jesus, not just an angel. This is Jesus coming, coming to reap the earth, and we'll look at that. The golden crown. Now, I found this interesting because I just assumed it would be the word diadema in the Greek, meaning the diadem, a royal crown, because in chapter 19, he has a royal crown, many crowns. Remember, it's a diadema, it's diadem, it's a royal crown. But it's interesting that here it's a Stephanos. Stephanos is a victor's crown, the symbol of triumph. And I believe possibly he wears this crown during this battle because he's going to triumph over those on the earth. So he wears this, but it's a very interesting. When he was here on the earth, remember he wore a crown of what? Thorns. Interesting, the thorns came from the fall, right? The weeds and the thorns came from the fall, and here he bore that upon his head, the curse of sin itself, and Jesus died. You know, cursed is everyone that hangs upon a tree. Jesus hung upon a tree. He died for the sins of the world, and he eventually, he's going to change that curse that's on the earth, and he's going to come back and make things right. So, very interesting. And then also, we see in his hand this sickle. So let's look at that. In his hand, this sharp sickle. So interesting stuff here if you're a note taker. A sharp sickle, obviously used to cut down and gather ripe grain and wheat. They'll use a sickle to cut it down, but also they use it to gather it, right? For the harvest time. It speaks of judgment. There's no doubt about that. But the word sickle, if you're a note taker, only appears 12 times in Scripture, but 7 times in this passage. That's a lot of time. So here this is judgment. It's strict, terrible judgment that's going to take place here on the earth. I find it interesting that in his hands, when Jesus came to the earth, he stretched out his hands. They pierced his hands and his feet. And so here he didn't have a weapon the first time, but when he comes back, he's going to come back with a weapon. So totally different between the first coming and the second coming as we look at that. And another angel. So here we have another angel. Remember, there's three angels we looked at the beginning of the chapter. One of them, the everlasting gospel. The other one, Babylon has fallen. And all the other one tells you, if you take the mark and worship the beast, you're going to be, that's it. You'll never have another chance. So now this fourth angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him who sat on the cloud. And he said, thrust in the sickle and reap, for the time has come for you to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. Another angel. So some will get mixed. They'll look at this and say, wait, they can't be Jesus. And I understand, because if you look at this, you'd think, well, because it looks like he's commanding Jesus, like, no, the time has come, you go, Jesus, like he's an authority, right? Like that. So that can bring confusion, like, wait, Jesus is God in the flesh, Emmanuel, the Son of God. So he's not going to take a command from an angel to do this kind of work. And so I think through this and I think, I believe this is definitely Jesus. So there has to be an understanding. So angel means messenger. And so I believe he's just giving the message. Possibly, this is speculation, maybe from the Father. The Father says, okay, tell him. And he's just sitting there. And I get this picture, he's sitting there, it's like almost brokenhearted, like, really? We've done everything I can to save you. And it's just, and then the angel's like, from the Father, go, time has come, that's it. That's it. It's the fruit's beyond ripe. These guys are, it's wicked. Now's the time, possibly. But I'm speculating with all that. But I believe with the wording, Son of Man is very strong and with the crown. And so I believe that the angel wasn't saying, okay, now's the time. You know, I'm telling you what to do. No, he's bringing a message. Hey, you know, for time's come, it's time to reap. And so that's how I look at it. I can't be dogmatic about that, but that's the way I'm looking at it. Reap is interesting. It means to cut down the ripe grain and gather them. Speaks of removing the wicked, obviously, of the inhabitants of the earth and deliver them up for destruction. So he's going to cut them down and reap the earth. And we'll talk more about that here in a minute. So then where it says here, for the earth is ripe. So this is where we get, this word means fully ripe, dried up, withered. Can we say that word out loud? Rotten. It's rotten. And the wickedness is going to be so bad. It's like it's beyond. It means judgment is overdue. Evil and moral decay on the earth has gone too far. And sometimes I wonder if we're living in such a day. When you hear about all this craziness and mutilating children and all the trans confusion and all this, like, it's almost, don't you feel like, it's like, what? Are you late? But that's the scripture. The scripture is it's beyond, it's so rotten. It's so bad. The corruption is so bad. And listen, this is not going to happen until the church is taken up out of the way. So can you imagine once the church is taken out of the way with us filled with the Holy Spirit, us, you know, being light in this world, all that's going to be taken up out of the way. So can you imagine? It could instantly get dark, darker than ever before. So that's the picture that we have here. Let's move on and see. So we talk about rotten. Did you guys see this? So read this. So Gavin Newsom's wife has made a fortune through a nonprofit that pushes gender films in California classrooms. That's rotten. I mean, you realize that the enemy comes after the children? And so we see this. So supposedly the article says that over the years she's made like $3.7 million in recent years through this charity work. That's a pretty good charity, huh? That's like, wow. Well, this is crazy. So here, this is to me. We talk about rotten. Well, this stuff is rotten, and Lord Jesus is coming back, and Lord, save them. So here we go. For the time has come. The angel says, "It's time. The time has come. This is it. Destruction is going to come, and I pray that the message for us as we study this, you know, we're going to be blessed. Remember, can I remind all of you? You guys ready for this? The book of Revelation is the only book in the entire Bible that promises what? A threefold blessing? We're blessed when we read it. We're blessed when we hear it. We're blessed when we apply it, right? Threefold blessing. You are going to be blessed tonight. And I believe that the blessing is to encourage us to read it, even though some of this stuff is tough. This is, you know, you read about this, like, wow, really? You know, Jesus, wait. Jesus is going to, the one that stretched out his hands, the Lamb of God. He's going to have a sickle. He's going to bring judgment. He's going to reap the earth. He's going to, as we're going to see, total destruction for the wicked and all this. Is, you know, have you ever had someone tell you this? I've had people tell me this. I like the God of the New Testament. I've had people tell me this. I don't even believe in the God of the Old Testament. All the wars and stuff. He was a mean God. I don't believe in that mean God. This is the New Testament. It's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He loves mankind. He loves you. He loves us. But judgment is going to come. And he's going to wait. He doesn't want anyone to perish. And the call is going to go out again and again and again throughout all the earth. You know, turn to Christ. He loves you. Turn from your sin. Don't accept the mark. Don't worship this image of this beast. Don't do it. And there's warning after warning after warning. Thank God we're not going to be here. We won't even have that temptation, because I've talked to Christians before. Oh, it could be hard. We can't buy or sell without the mark. And it's like, we're not going to be here. Really? Yeah, what are you worried about? Yeah, but what if we have to take the mark before? And no, but Bible makes it clear. You won't have to take any mark. We're gone. So be encouraged with that. But the God of the Old Testament is the God of the New Testament. He loves people. He doesn't want any to perish. But if people continue in wickedness and evil, they keep rejecting the cross. On Sunday, third service, I felt strong. If you were here third service, I just felt this strong prompting. I mean, it was like probably one of the strongest endings I've ever done when it comes to the gospel, and said, somebody's here that this could be your last time, that you have an opportunity to accept. And I just felt strongly. And I just like, hey, I don't care. You know, but people might, you know, whatever you say, it doesn't matter. I've got to be loyal to him. I just felt this strong prompting to do that. And thank God at the end, a young man came up to me and talked with me. And he says, that was me. He says, I believe this, the Lord was speaking to me and all. And I say, praise God. You know, sometimes I just put it out there and we don't know, you know, I'll wait to get to heaven. And then finally, you know, I hope that happens to all of us, because we, you know, we're not going to save anybody. We put out the seed. We put out the word of God. We tell people that God loves you, but judgment is real. Hell, listen, hell is real. We're having Christians today, popular so-called Christians today, telling people that hell's not real, or at least telling them, oh, if it is hell, it's not eternal. It's just going to be a short little trip. I think of that, like, if I was in the world, I'd like, sign me up. I like that. I'll take a short little hell. That's good. Let me live my life the way I want, and just a little short hell. Okay, is it really bad? And they're watering down the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ didn't just die for the sins of the world, but he died to save us from a place called hell that he doesn't want anybody to go to. Amen? The time has come. The message is going to go out. It's time. Nobody knows when that time's going to be, but we won't be here. This is in the future. We're going to be raptured. We're going to be in heaven. But what about our loved ones? Lord, save them. Amen. verse 16. And he who sat on the cloud thrust it in his sickle in the earth, on the earth, and the earth was reaped. So let's walk through this. As we think of the harvest, and it's being, you know, the harvest is being brought in. And so the great harvest at the end of the tribulation period, I believe this is what this is talking about. And we look at the harvest, and Jesus talks about the harvest there in Matthew 13, 37. We're going to go on the Bible bus today. You guys good? Because we need Bible. We need, this is good stuff. Look at how this fits perfectly with what we're reading. Check it out. So it says, Matthew 13, 37, Jesus is speaking. Jesus answers. He's explaining about the tares and the wheat and the parable. And he's talking to his disciples, and he's breaking it down for them to understand, because they didn't understand the parable. They're like, what does that, tares and wheats, and what are you talking about? So he breaks it down. So we go right to the breakdown. And it says, and he answered and said to them, he who sows the good seed is who? Son of man. Interesting. Same wording. Son of man. Sowing the seed is the son of man. And the field is the what? World. The field is the world. And the good seeds are the what? Sons of the kingdom. That's you. You and I. Sons of the kingdom. Right? But the tares are the sons of the wicked one. Okay, so you've got the wheat and the tares. Okay, so we're the sons of God, obviously, the kingdom. And then you've got these tares, and they're the wicked ones, right? So what's going on? So the enemy who sows them is who? In red, the devil. The harvest is the what? End of the age. So that's how we know this scene is the end of the age, the harvest. This is a harvest. This is talking exactly what we're reading here in Revelation 14. The harvest is the end of the age. And the reapers are the what? Angels. Because of this, I believe we're going to see that it's going to be an angel that's going to come out, and then he's going to thrust in his sickle also. I look at this thinking maybe there's some insight to this, where when Jesus, he puts in the sickle, I believe he's cutting them down, because also a sickle can be used for gathering them up and to pull them in. So he's cutting them down, but they're going to gather. They're going to reap and gather all the dead souls and bring them into, cast them into hell, is where I'm getting ahead of myself here though. So right here, therefore, as the tares are gathered, and what are they? Burned in the, where are the tares? The wicked ones. Where are they gonna go? Burned in the fire. Where's that? Hell, lake of fire, eventually. That's where they'll probably go, right to the lake of hell. So, or as they go before the judgment seat. So it will be at the end of this age. So again, makes that very clear. So we have no misunderstanding about that. Then it says it again, the Son of Man will send out who? His angels. And they will gather out of his kingdom all that what? Offend. So those are the wicked ones. He's going to gather them. That's what we're talking about. So this is giving insight before it happens. And those who practice what? Lawlessness. And will cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Wow. And then this is the best part. You ready for this? Then the righteous. Who's that? That'd be us. That's us. Why? We're righteous because of Christ. Amen? Then the righteous will shine forth as the what? In the what? That's the kingdom age. So what we're looking at right now, Jesus is going to, you know, cut down. He's going to reap. He's going to, you know, the overripe wickedness that's taking place. The angel's going to come down. They're going to gather it all in, and they're going to be thrown into the lake of fire. But that he's setting up the earth right before us, those that are righteous because of Christ. We are going to come down on the earth again for the millennial kingdom, and we will shine like the sun. Wow. And he who has an ear, let him hear. You got ears spiritually? Did you hear it? Okay. You didn't say yes, but you should be saying, yes, I heard that. That's good. Okay. Now, if you've never seen this before, this is very interesting. Wheat and tares, we just talked about. Do you know that if you look at a field like this, you look at it, you will not know the difference between the wheat and the tares. They look identical in the field. You look at it, it's like, where's the wheats? Where's the tares? Well, they look very, there's the wheats, there's the tares. You look at it, right? So they look identical. It's just similar to here on the earth. You have people in the church, they're tares, right? They look, they know the talk, they know the walk, they can say hallelujah, amen, praise God, and all that other stuff. That doesn't mean that they're born again of the Holy Spirit. So in our midst, we have tares, right? So they're there in your workplace. You get people, and so you've got, you know, so who plants them? The devil plants them in the midst of us, right? So we have the weeds, but you can't tell who they are. But when you look around, it's like you can't tell which one. Wouldn't it be nice if they would just have something we can identify them? It says, that's a wolf, that's a tare, get them out of here. But remember, there's a parable that talks about, no, they're to grow up together. And so they're going to be in our midst to the end until the final harvest. But so you guys, so you got that? Most of you know this already, but most of you know this part, right? Well, they're identical until harvest time. So what happens, the tares turn dark gray, like a darkish color like that. And the wheat, the real thing, turns into a golden color. So at the end where the harvest comes, they show their colors. Are you following me? Like at the end of the day, so we see they and we see that today, they're like showing their colors, like things that they talk about, the things that they're like, are they really, I mean, they're that bold to say that, to talk about that and say that, you know, oh, this is right when it's just wrong. And so I believe we're living in such a days where they're showing their colors. You can see them. The more, you know, I'm not that old and I remember things that are going on today did not go on when I was younger. Maybe they went on behind closed doors, but they didn't go down out in the light. So they're showing the colors. I don't know if you saw this guy as we talk about showing their colors. This gentleman here, the article even says wolf in sheep's clothing. So I guess he won the primary in Texas. So he's saying that the religious right people, these Christian people, that we're causing problems. And then because he believes that, you know, right here, abortion is of the Bible and gay marriage is good. And that it's never mentioned in the Bible. Jesus never spoke about that. Is that true? Absolutely not. And then he said here, it says, appears to suggest the Bible supports gay marriage and supports abortion because Jesus said, love thy neighbor. Is that a true statement? Yeah, Jesus said, love thy neighbor, but he also came against these things. It's not that God doesn't love those that struggle with same-sex attraction. It's not that he doesn't love people that are just so lost, they don't realize that they're the baby that's in their womb, that they're killing a real life, and that they're executing one that's made in the image of God. He loves the people, but we have to call it what it is. And so he's saying that, oh, no, actually, it's that we love them by telling them that's good. No, actually, we do them a disservice, right? Because, I mean, where's the hope? In Jesus, there's hope. So Jesus Christ died on the cross for all the sins of the world. Every sin, drunkards, you name it, adulterers, everybody. He died for the sins of the world. And so we have to be careful. But to do this, you see that they're showing their colors. And so he calls himself a Christian. He calls himself, you know, that he's got an authority regarding the word of God, but he is getting it wrong. But he's getting popular, this guy. So keep your eyes on this wolf. Yeah. Transgenders need abortions. I don't even know. It's confusing. I don't know. I'm going to think about that one for a while. But it's sad that we live in an age where people are calling things that are right wrong and things that are wrong right. And the only one that can help is Jesus, but the Church of the Living God. Amen. We know the truth. And we've been, you know, what did Paul the Apostle say? And such were some of us. We were all there. We were all a mess. And some of us are still a mess, but he's taken us from glory to greater glory to greater glory to greater glory. He's transforming us, right? So this world needs help, but it's going to get rotten in some ways so bad before Jesus Christ comes back, and it's going to get very rotten when we, this guy's pretty scary, when after the church is taken up out of the way. Verse 17, then another angel. So what is this, number what, 4 or 5? So here we've got three angels that circled the earth. Then another angel came out and talked to Jesus. So we've got this angel on top of it. Then another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven. So he comes out of the temple, which is in heaven, the heavenly temple. The temple here on earth represents, it's patterned after the temple in heaven. So that's interesting. And then he has, this one has a sharp sickle. Hi, this is Pastor Joe, and I'd like to take a moment to personally invite you to one of our three services here at Calvary Chapel of the Harbor in Huntington Beach. Our service times are 9 a.m., 10:45 a.m., and 12:30 p.m. Please come and say hi after the service. I would love to meet you. For more information, check out our website at ccoth.com. That's ccoth.com. God bless you.
You've been listening to Glory to Glory with Pastor Joe Pettick, an outreach of Calvary Chapel of the Harbor. Our new location is at 4121 Warner Avenue in Huntington Beach at the beautiful Huntington Harbor Marina. Now, may we continue to go to His throne of mercy as He changes us from glory to glory. You're the Lord.